This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. This time of year, at our home near the banks of the Ojolote, is usually when our vegetable garden kicks in. If plants have survived the dry winds and heat of May and June, when monsoon humidity comes to the borderlands, well, our garden perks up. Peppers, eggplants, tomatoes, squash, beans, cucumbers, a garden collection that Ms. Mosquito plants in our various beds. That collection really gets going with monsoon moisture. I mean, it doesn't have to be rain. The humidity does wonders, but that said, rain and lightning can really kick the garden into gear. Yeah, when it's a good year for cukes and tomatoes, I swear I could live on those two vegetables. Salads, drippy sandwiches, oh my God. Sometimes eating one or both in the garden. I mean, sometimes cukes and tomatoes just don't even make it into the kitchen of the 1991 Marvelette. I do love cukes. I mean, I love all the plants, actually, in that family, the Cucurbitaceae, the melon family. No, not the melon family, the gourd family. Yay, Cucurbitaceae, yay, cucurbs, and yay, squash and cukes. Yay, gourds in the genus Lagenaria. Lagenaria, all the different shaped gourds found all around the world. Lagenaria has white flowers. Instead of the typical, the classic, the yellow flowers of all the other cucurbs, but for a few years now, I've planted a sweet little cucurb called Lufa operculata that produces an abundance of prickly fruits that dry to small luffas, 2-inch-long luffas, good for scrubbing eyelids, earlobes, or in between your lover's toes. Yay for tiny luffas! Grow them up into a tree or shrub and let them dangle delicately as they dry on their stems. But meanwhile, in the garden, the squash are growing, you know, and they grow fast. And so the patty pans are cute. Oh, they're very cute when they're small, and they're delicious when they're small. But should you miss one when you're searching for squash, you'll find it later looking like a spaceship headed to Roswell, New Mexico. One afternoon, Ms. Mosquito and I were picking some gray squash. I pointed at a small one. Should I pick it? Ms. Mosquito looked at it and said, probably needs another 15 minutes. And of course, this is the time of year when dinner is many different forms of cooked squash. It's when you pull out the cookbook, 365 uses for zucchini, which sits waiting until midsummer and finally goes back on the shelf in September when stem borers and squash bugs have mercifully taken over. Though I may reach in and crush one last squash bug in September, just on general principle. Vegetable gardens are such a good example of plants that were once wild, you know, in a different form and over hundreds, and thousands of years, they've become what's in our garden. What a journey, you know. I mean, those tomatoes going to Europe with the Spanish, corn from Central America, wild avocados. I mean, goodness, you can make a list. Just go through your garden. Where did that vegetable start? Who first grew it? How did it become what it is today? You know, I was up in the hills above our home. This was a few years ago, actually, above the grassland, up in the oaks and pines. Monsoon rain in the Sky Islands produce an abundance of wild flora. I saw an interesting plant. It looked grass-like, but the central stalk had a purple flower atop it. And I'm looking at, what is that? But I figured it out. It was a Lactuca graminifolia, grass leaf lettuce. Lactuca from the Latin, and is the genus of garden lettuce as well. Lactuca from the Latin for milk. I think actually in ancient Rome, Lactuca was the word for the plant as well. Anyway, it refers to the milky substance found in the stems, like when your lettuce bolts and gets bitter, it's milky. The word lettuce, by the way, comes from the French lettuce. anyway, there are close to 90 species of Lactuca around the world, annuals, biennials, perennials, and all get milky sap. Garden lettuce, in all its shapes and sizes, is Lactuca sativa. Sativa means cultivated. And what's your favorite lettuce? It's Lactuca sativa. Iceberg is Lactuca sativa. Romaines, loose leaves, all Lactuca sativa. We start lettuce in the fall, you know, and early spring. That's us in the uplands. And the low desert lettuce is this great winter crop, right? Lactuca sativa is cool and related to our wild grass leaf lettuce, Lactuca graminifolia, found high in our Sky Islands. The desert, you know, and the Sky Islands are full of surprises. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, yeah, they are. I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.